Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, I'm joined by a man who knows a thing or two about the subject, Shay Given. Talk to you about Creven Callagher, mate. What a guy.
What did they say? I mean, he's doing brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's had a great time. Obviously, Alisson's a fantastic goalkeeper as well, but it feels like he's not missing from the team at all, is he? He's Keller's doing absolutely brilliant. I mean, the cup final was very special. And some of the saves in the cup final was immense. And, of course, from an Irish point of view as well, it's great that we have, you know, Keller and, of course, Gavin Bazuna at Southampton as well. But, you know, what a career Creven's having at the minute.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because, I mean, you've been through, you come through the ranks. I think it's almost impossible to grow a goalkeeper at a top football club. Mm. You know what I mean? It's very rare that you see someone come through the academy and make it in the first team. Those have to go out. It's a testament to how good he is and how good his mentality is that he's stuck around and actually got to this level so far.
Yeah, and of course the coaches behind this sort of thing. He's been there a good few years now. I know John Ottenberg there doing great things with Kelleher as well. You know, so you ought to give sort of the team behind the goalkeepers at Liverpool great credit as well. So yeah, I mean he's having a brilliant time. What can you say? I mean the only thing is he's good enough to be playing regularly for Liverpool. That's the next thing when Alisson comes back fit. You know, does he stay in the team or does he make that change? But you know, Creven's good enough to be playing at sort of any top team in the Premier League, and that's the only difficult thing from a Liverpool point of view. You've got two goalkeepers who really are about such a high standard.
Is there going to be pressure from Ireland, do you think, over that as well? Because obviously he'll want to be Irish first choice, surely.
Yeah.
And there's going to come a point where it's going to be harder for him to nail down that regular fitness if he's not playing regular.
Yeah, I think so. And it's probably come from him as well, you know, because he's 25 now. He's not a kid anymore. He's in the prime of his life, you know. So I think even Creven getting this taste of this regular slot in the first team, you know, that's what every player wants to be. They want to be playing every single week, and he's done brilliant. And he's a real calm and influence as well in the team. I think that spreads through the team. You see the way he plays with a real calm and a surety about his performances, you know. So I think Creven getting this real taste of a real run in the team, you know, both in the Premier League and the Cup games as well. You know, he'll be desperate to do that on a regular basis. And I suppose Liverpool fans, you can't hang on to him forever. If he's not going to be playing, then, you know, he'll probably be lucky to play at another top team because he's good enough.
He's got, I think it's his calmness on the ball, which is something else. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you see young goalkeepers, and particularly what they're asked to do, you know, play off in the back. He looks unflappable
every
single time he gets the ball passed to him.
Yeah, it looks like that's the way he's been brought up, I think. You know, as I say, through the coaching system, he looks very, very calm. And sometimes it's difficult to coach that, you know, that sort of calmness, you know, when the ref blows the whistle, whatever it is, you know, when you're in the heat of battle. And even, you know, again, going back a couple of weeks to the cup final, you know, he looked so assured, so calm in a massive occasion, you know, playing the League Cup final. Of course, Klopp's last year as the manager, there's so sort of much hype and pressure around the thing. And he just played as if he was playing in his back garden, you know. He just played with that coolness and calmness, you know. So that's great credit to him.
Yeah. Where do you think he ranks in terms of the backup goalies in the Premier League at the moment? Because I can't think of many clubs that have got a better second choice keeper than him.
Well, I wouldn't class him as a backup keeper. If I'm being brutally honest, I would class him as a number one. And Liverpool are blessed to have him, I think. And you know, as I say, the biggest problem is be keeping hold of him now, because I think Liverpool himself is a football club at a stage now we can't sort of hold him back any longer. He's been so good for us over the last few years, and now again in this spell of games he's been absolutely amazing. So you know, you wonder if Alisson will come straight back in the team or Keller will keep his place. But Alisson's a world-class keeper as well, you know. So it's a real tricky one for Jurgen Klopp and his team.
Happens though, doesn't it, sometimes? And you know, I was a goalie growing up, you know, sometimes you've just got to, your opportunity doesn't, it just happens sometimes, doesn't it? You know, someone will get injured and then it's on you to sort of grab that chair, grab the gloves, and you know, he's certainly doing that so far.
Yeah, and himself as well, he's in the shop window because, you know, people think, oh,
stop selling him,
he's gone, man. He's just admit he's away.
Yeah. No, but in his defense, like, he's playing for his life and his career and his livelihood and his future, you know, and be that at Liverpool or elsewhere, you know. I'm not trying to sell him, I'm just saying. He's that good enough to
do it. Jay's trying to sell Creven Callagher on his team from where he's in my FPL team.
He's no good if he's on the bench, but...
just quickly then, obviously, big game of footy on Sunday, Liverpool, Man City.
Do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
I don't know. I mean, I think Liverpool have got a brilliant record. I think at home they Man City, at home they must close. But you know, it's a bit of a that bogey team. You know, for Man City going across to Anfield, it's always a very difficult game, and not had brilliant success over the last number of years. But they're still the champions. They're still the team to get knocked off the perch. Of course they are. And again, if Klopp's going to go out with a fairy tale ending, you know, the Premier League will be the one he wants more than any other trophy, I would imagine. So it's, I don't know, how do you build a game up any bigger than what's going to be? It's going to be massive on Sunday, isn't it? It's a huge game for both clubs.
No matter what.
I don't know who's going to win it. I even think I can see a draw, actually, which plays into Arsenal's hands, would you believe? They could be sitting rubbing their hands on Sunday evening that there's going to be a draw. But I think it's a very difficult game to call. It's going to be Liverpool or Man City. I think it's so close to call.
Okay, thanks so much, right?
No problem.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.